Hi, everyone. Welcome in a new episode of Stephen's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. This week, I'm going to talk about how Amazon Care is expanding its offering. I'm going to talk about a US retailer that moves into the field of financial services. And I'm going to talk about a digital payment player that comes to the offline retail world. Enjoy this new episode, everyone. Last year in Europe, from all the payments being made in stores, about 27% was made in cash. And the expectations are that by 2024, only 15% of the in-store payments will be done by cash. So the massive amount will be through digital means and through credit cards. And more companies are trying to grab that opportunity. Now, this week, the news came out that PayPal is really investing in this in-store buying experience. And they are now connected to ePay, which is a system that is being used for QR code payments in 750,000 point of sales in more than 60 countries. And they're going to start with rolling it out in Germany to see how it works. But the plan is that PayPal comes to the shopping floor and grabs that opportunity of people paying digitally while they're buying something in a store. And the second thing that PayPal will do is come with a card, a debit card powered by MasterCard to make sure that they can even have a broader reach for people who prefer to pay by card rather than by QR code. But that large opportunity of cashless payments, that is something that many financial services players will be fighting for in the next couple of years. Walgreens, the largest pharmaceutical and wellness retail chain in the United States, is starting with a bank offering, a financial services offering towards their clients. They're going to start with a bank account that you can get there. It's called Scarlet. You get a credit card with that bank account. And this is another retailer that is moving into the world of financial services. Of course, we had Amazon doing this. Walmart did some steps into this. And now Walgreens, that becomes a bank. And if you become a bank client from Walgreens, there are a number of rewards. The most important one is a cash reward. So if you pay them with their card, you get a discount for everything that you buy there. They're also going to add those budgeting and financial management tools to the whole system. But the interesting part is, what is the broader play here when retailers step into the world of offering banking services to their clients? Of course, this is a way to offer a broader kind of service, to become a partner of that client on multiple angles, not just to buy healthcare and wellness products, but also to support them with their financial services. But the interesting part is that these retailers, like take Walgreens, they have like 9,000 point of sales, they have 9,000 branches, and they're still expanding them. If you compare that with banks, for instance, they are decreasing their number of branches. So the approachability for a company like Walgreens is a lot higher than the approachability of many banks today. And Walgreens typically addresses a little bit an older audience. Their digital tools are made to make sure that people of all ages can work with them. Many of those more senior citizens still like to go somewhere to get something done. And this is something that they can offer with their 9,000 stores. They can offer services. They can offer human-to-human contact in a much easier way today than many banks will be able to do in the next couple of years. And I think this is something that we're going to see more and more, where companies leave their lane. Walgreens is a retailer. Now they're leaving their lane and they're becoming a financial services player as well. And of course, they have the customer base to push it through. And they have some very concrete benefits for their customers. And if they succeed in that, it's like a new form of loyalty. In the past, we had a loyalty card and you could collect points to get a discount. Now you have a loyalty system that you basically become a financial services client. And the lock-in and the possibilities with that are, of course, a lot higher than the old school loyalty model that retailers used to use. Amazon Care keeps expanding. So to briefly repeat it, Amazon Care is a healthcare platform that Amazon created to offer healthcare services to their employees. That's how it got started. And it was a 100% telehealth system only. Now, since March this year, Amazon Care is available for the entire market. It's available nationwide, and they offer healthcare services. And of course, they see the growth in telehealth. And of course, the pandemic accelerated that whole process. But now, even now that we're moving post-pandemic, there are more people that are using telehealth than before the pandemic. So that growth pattern is huge. The possibilities are huge. Amazon is moving into that field. But what's interesting is this week they announced that they're not just going to stick to telehealth. In 20 cities in the US, they're going to offer in-person medical care as well. So they're going to try out how they can combine that. So if they see that something is really, if someone is really sick or ill during a call, they can now send someone to go into the next steps and facilitate those people in becoming better. So the mix, that hybrid form between online healthcare and in-person, is clearly also the way forward that Amazon wants to go. Facebook launched a set of smart glasses in partnership with Ray-Ban. Mark Zuckerberg announced it this Thursday, and he said that he believes that the next computer platform will be a pair of glasses, and that these Facebook glasses now are a first step into that direction. The smart glasses that they launch mainly help you to take pictures and videos of the world without the need of taking your phone. It also has like built-in earphones, so you can listen to podcasts or your music. You can talk to it, say, hey, Facebook, take a picture, so that you have a hands-free experience. And I think the cool thing is that they actually look very nice. I remember the smart glasses of Snapchat that also allowed you to take a picture with. They looked kind of crazy. So I think a first step in acceptance for people to be wearing smart glasses is that they look nice. We don't want to have a weird thing on our nose. It has to look kind of cool. And these Ray-Bans actually do look nice. The next step, of course, is the thing that we're all really looking forward to, the set of augmented reality glasses. This is not a augmented reality glass. The Facebook glasses are more like a camera built in your glasses and earphones built in your glasses. The platform that will really make a difference is, of course, the real augmented reality, where you look at the world through your glasses and they add virtual information to that view that guides you to the world. That's going to be the next step. Facebook launched the first one. Let's see how popular it gets. I would love to try them out, and they look nice. So I think they may have shot with this one. So guys, this was a new episode of Stephen's Week. Thanks for watching. As always, feel free to share the video, like the video, subscribe to the channel. And I hope to see you again next week for a new episode of Stephen's Week. Take care. Bye-bye.